Welcome to this week's episode of Localites OKC, broadcasting out of our new studio space in Tower Theater.
Hey, I'm Kayla Coffey.
And I'm Anna Farha.
And yes, so hopefully we sound a little bit different. Hopefully it's a good different. We are so excited to be here in the Tower Theater studio as the brand new member of the Mostly Harmless Media Podcast Network. We are in great company. I'm thinking we've got Tunes. We've got the only Oki. Man, we just had him on the show.
What's Oki Show Show.
Oki Show Show. I was like, we just had them on the show. What is the name of their show? Come on. And so it's a great family to be a part of. We're so excited to be here and be in our new studio space.
We're digging it.
Yeah.
It's weird sitting on a couch.
I know. There's no creaky stools. It's fine. It's casual. But if we wanted to, you know, as usual, start off with what we had going on this week. And so on Thursday, Anna hooked it up with a little VIP preview party for Momentum. And so
we were at 21C.
Yeah.
We were on the third floor.
Up at 21C. So much fun to get to see the crowd, hang out with the sponsors. Lively Beer Works is a sponsor this year. Shout out on that one. So I was hanging out with the Lively crew because, you know, if there's beer in the area, even though we weren't drinking beer, it was beer people. And so I was there with them.
Yes.
Looking at the art and enjoying that in that area.
Then on Friday, I had my last Scotty's Deli sandwich.
I had been trying to get time to get into Scotty's Deli before they closed, and I did not make it.
Well, I got my sandwich. I got the chicken salad, which I'd originally wanted from when they had it at their Broadway, the Lyric event that they were
Broadway
at.
And Brew.
Broadway and Brew. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
and I'd had it at that. And I'd always meant to, like, go back and get it as a sandwich.
And you hadn't.
And so I finally had that. It was sad, but, you know.
It happens.
And later
on. Did you have
on,
anything else that week? I didn't have anything till Monday.
Later on that night, Patrick actually recently got a couple of different types of guns, which I'm not. Never grew up around guns, so this is kind of a new world to me.
I did grow up around them. Still but, not comfy with them, but that's cool.
Well, he, one of the ones he got, like, I guess he picked it up through H&H, so they give you, like, a shooting range pass where you get to go a couple times for free. And he'd used it, but had one left where it was about to expire, like, the next day. So I went with him, and it was my first time ever being at a shooting range. I mean, they say that one's like the largest one in the state.
And they have really good french fries.
I didn't eat at the cafe. But
next time you should eat at the cafe and get their french
but
fries.
But yeah, like I shot, it was like a pistol type of gun, 9mm. Mm-hmm. I'm just not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not into it.
I'm not
but
about it.
You know what I was into afterwards? We went to Good Times for the RuPaul's Drag Race season 12 watch party.
There you go.
Premiere.
That's on brand.
So I don't know who else in the world is at a shooting range and then like a drag show watch party in the same night, but that'll tell you anything about my life.
And it's Oklahoma. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So Tape, one of the local drag queens, was hosting that show, and we just did kind of a live watch party at Good Times, and I had their Frito chili pie. I'd never had their food before.
I've had their Frito chili pie.
And it was very, very good.
Chili Mac, and I love Good Times.
Yeah.
And everything they have.
Saturday, went and got my massage at A Balanced Body. It had been a little bit longer than my normal window to go. And I'm like trying to keep it on like a 4-week rotation. So I need to rebook. I need to remember to do that because I went on a Saturday. Normally I've been going after work, but it was actually nice to go without being like rushed from leaving work and like having that mindset. Mm-hmm. So, and that day obviously like is more busy. So need to book more far out. But then, yeah, I didn't do anything else until Tuesday.
All right. So. Well, Monday I had my first cookies and cocktails meeting. So this year I'm on the committee. Super excited to be a part of that.
Is Logan on it again?
Yes. Logan is the chair of the subcommittee that I am a member of. And so
The restaurants.
And other members include Miranda Hodge, former Was she on the show? Okay, yes, former guest of the show. At this point, I everything's running together. But also our photographer, amazing friend. I love her to death. One of my favorite people. Joey, I like to eat okay on Instagram, fellow foodie friend on the committee as well. And so it's going to be a really good time. It's going to be a great year. The venue's changing. It's later in the year. It's going to be in September. And we're going to be out at the camp that we've been raising money for every other year. So it's going to be at the actual campsite. And it's going to be the first event out there. It's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait.
Cool.
So more info to come whenever everything's public with that. But I'm so, so excited to be, you know, a part of it, not just attending this year. So it's going to be great.
Well, the last thing I did was I went out with the Take a Bite group to dinner at District 21 on Tuesday night.
Oh my God, I was dying over those pictures.
So it was at Francis Tuttle, and this is the restaurant that their culinary students get real life experience working at. Mm-hmm. And I'd been there for a Yelp event like 4 or 5 years ago.
It is right by my house and I've still never been.
And Fee had posted about it, also former guest of the show. Mm-hmm. They were doing a French menu and you get to choose 4 courses and it was only $26.
So affordable.
So it was really great value. We had about 15 of us out there. Dana, Food Fun Wonderland was there and Logan was also there with Edible Excellence and you know, some of our other friends, Kayla Lewis and Alyssa, all past guests of the show except Logan.
Right. I know. I told him that, like, we need to get Cookies and Cocktails on again and have him be on there finally. They also have a new employee. So I think in September, even if it needs to be a mini-sode, we got to finally throw him a bone there. Do you hear that, Logan?
Yeah. But that was really fun. And to just kind of experience that, it's a great price point. It wasn't busy and we enjoyed that. So that was all for my week.
All right. Well, that brings us into our events we've got going on Thursday. It is the 11th year anniversary for Lush Fashion Lounge. And so they'll be celebrating through Saturday. They're going to be open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day and have 25% off in store, 20% off online. And you're going to, if you go out, you're going to be entered for a chance to win a $500 gift card. That is amazing. That is worth it alone. Go out, shop them, support them. I love Lush.
I'm happy to see any local retailers that are able to be in business that long.
That long, exactly.
And they, I mean, they have over 100,000 followers on Facebook.
I was going to say their Instagram game is on point. They cued into the social media
at the right time.
At the right time and really built their audience. They know what they're doing.
Also on Thursday night is Meet the Distiller Happy Hour Pub Crawl in the Paseo Arts District from 5 to 7 p.m. I hope it's actually longer than that because there's 10 participating locations. There's 10 places in the Paseo where you can get a drink now. Isn't that crazy?
That is awesome.
And you so could not all of them are participating.
Amazing.
And they all have a different liquor or cocktail that they're featuring with the distillers, people on site. So check out the Facebook event to see who all is participating and where.
All right. Here's an event that I am devastated that I am not going to be going. I'm so glad you're going. Please share on all the Instagram stories so that I can live vicariously through you. But I cannot be at this, but it is the Pre-Artini Fashion Show at the Paramount Room from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is going to feature local models, appetizers, cocktails, and fabulous fashion inspired by Camp Teeny. Tickets for this are just $10. And the clothing that's going to be worn is by the library, which we know I'm obsessed with the library. Ever since this idea even popped into the heads of the people at Allied Hearts to do before camp, I have been so all in and so ready for this. And so there's not a word other than devastated that I can't be here.
Yeah, I'll be there and I'll try to get the good content for y'all. It's also the Champagne and Oysters fundraiser at Devon Boathouse, 5:30 to 8 p.m. So this is a fundraiser for the U.S. Rowing National High Performance Center athletes. And the oysters are flown in from Washington. They're going to have casino games and a live auction. Tickets are $45.
All right. It's the No Tie Night 2020 at Park House from 6 to 11 p.m. So this is the alternative event to the Red Tie Gala, which plans to be back in 2021. So they're alternating years. They're going to do no tie, which is kind of cocktail attire, and then red tie, which is formal. Yes, and a lot cheaper. And then red tie, which is very formal, black tie, but red, if you will.
For Oklahoma AIDS Care Fund. And this one's only $75 instead of like $500, yeah, I think, for the big one. So great to have a lower price point option, slightly accessible. More casual.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's also the Uncorked Wine Dinner at the Skirvin from 7 to 11 p.m. This is a 6-course meal with wine pairings. It's just $75, and you can call 405-702-8542 to reserve.
For Friday, our first event is Ripple Effect OKC at Castle Falls from 5 to 10 p.m. This is a brand new event, TED Talk style conference with food, drinks, and music. It's going to have a diverse group of speakers to talk about how to impact the community. It's $197, but if you get 2 tickets, they knock off $50, so it's only $147.
Okay.
And those are on Eventbrite.
All right. It's also Calm Waters Under the Big Top at the OKC Farmers Market from 6 to 11 p.m. This is their carnival-themed 7th annual fundraiser. Their games cost between $10 and $20 for chances to win gift cards from local businesses. They'll have a wine walk, a jewelry pull, a live auction, and raffles. Tickets are $100 for one person or $150 for two. So again, knocking off $50 if you buy more than one. I love that. And
where you'll be.
I'm going to be at this one. It's the Oklahoma City Museum of Art's Omelet Party at the Bricktown Event Center from 7 to 11 p.m. It's a Roaring Twenties extravaganza themed, and that was eggstravaganza. It's brunch-inspired foods from local restaurants and chefs. It's an open bar, live music, and art raffle featuring works from over 50 local artists. Tickets are $125, and those are still available.
It's $100 if you're a member, but figured members already knew that.
Yeah, that's valid. You can get those tickets by visiting the OKCMOA.com.
Our last event for Friday is the 8th Annual Comedy Classic at Othello's down in Norman, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. They're going to have 20 different comedians that had been part of their open mic nights for the past month, and they'll vie for the chance to win the title. Each comedian performs for 5 minutes, so you get a lot of different aspects of comedy within a short amount of time.
Yeah. All right. On Saturday, it's an open house at the TLC Garden Center on Memorial from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. They're going to be doing educational seminars throughout the day about how to take care of your lawn and garden.
It is the 11th anniversary party at Coop Ale Works. They have 2 sessions. The first one is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The second one is 4 to 8 p.m. They're going to have exclusive and limited edition beers along with the core lineup. They'll have 3 food trucks throughout the day that'll all be there the whole day. Fill Me Up Cheesesteaks, Taco Nation, and La Gumbo Yaya. I didn't even know La Gumbo Yaya was still a truck.
I didn't either. Amazing.
Good for them. The proceeds benefit OK Humane, and it's $30 for the general admission on Eventbrite.
All right. It's also the beginning gardeners at Commonwealth Urban Farms from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So you're going to learn the basics of container gardening, including seeds to take home. Tickets for this event are just $10.
It's that time of year getting your gardens ready.
I love this. I'm so excited.
We have a couple beer releases on Saturday. The first one is the Skydance DDH Fancy Dance release at Brewers Union from noon to 11 p.m. So this is their double dry hopped version. It's supposed to have pineapple notes. And they're also going to have some surprise small batch releases. They'll have Chris's Grill and Frozen Treats food truck on site from 2 to 5 p.m. And then it's also the Spring Forward release at Angry Scotsman.
I'm so excited about this.
Same time, 12 to 11. It's our seasonal favorite, Hefeweizen.
It's my favorite Angry Scotsman beer. Ross told me about this coming at Spelling Beer, and I was like, amazing. I'm so excited.
They're also going to have a food
truck out.
Birthday
present to me.
All-time Burger and Bistro on site from 3 to 7 p.m. And that is a food truck that has steaks as well as burgers.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm not above trying that. super excited. Thank you, Ross, for getting that out in time for my birthday this year. He's such a peach about that. It's also the block party at Chisholm Creek from 4 to 8 p.m. So this was something that they did the last time it was nice outside, and I'm glad they're bringing it back.
And this is to feature their new retail shopping area.
Ooh.
They're branding it the Shops on Market Street. This is where Plenty Mercantile is, Shop Good, which both just opened last weekend.
Yeah.
OKC Soda Co. That's where the Black Sheep Boutique is that we talked about. There's another boutique there. There's also a few other restaurants and Apple Tree Chocolates that came from Norman. There's a ton of retailers within this area,
which is in that
same part where like Razoo's is and Chalk and that little area.
By the little fake lake that they made.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Moving on to Sunday, it's a opening reception for Home on the Range at Exhibit C from 2 to 4 p.m., and it's works by 20 Native American artists, which will be on display through June.
It's also the International Women's Collaboration release at Angry Scotsman from 2 to 7 p.m., so it is International Women's Day, and so they'll be doing an International Women's Collaboration Brew Day, officially, which is turned into a worldwide way for women in the beer community to share ideas, network, and most importantly, create lovely libations together. The version here at Angry Scotsman is going to be a Juniper Forward Ale. They're going to have the Spice Cup food truck on site from 3 to 6 p.m. And I know some other places are doing stuff as well. If you're into this, definitely search for that. I know Angry Scots, not this is Angry Scotsman. I know Skydance is doing a collaboration with a professor at OU. We chatted about that at the last Craft Brewers meeting. So lots of fun stuff happening there.
Awesome. Well, moving on to Tuesday, we have the grand opening at Chicken Salad Chick, which is also in that same area up in Chisholm Creek. But this one's for their Nichols Hills location. They open at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday. The first 100 customers win free chicken salad for a year. And depending on if you're the first one or the second through 100th, will be if you get it like weekly or monthly, mm-hmm. of how often you get it. And then they're going to have daily specials and giveaways through Saturday.
All right. On Wednesday, it's the Puppy and Kitten Shower at Vanessa House from 5 to 7 p.m. They're going to be collecting donations for the neonate animals at the Oklahoma Humane Society. And they're going to be having happy hour specials.
That wraps up our events for the week.
Not ready, but we've already started. I'm not ready, but we're already falling.
Well, today we have a guest with us in our new studio up in Tower Theater. We're so excited to be here. He's our first guest to be featured here. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, thank you for having me. First of all, my name is Rod Johnlew, and I'm the owner and show promoter of the Oklahoma City Pop Culture Con.
Oh, we're so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, ever since the Instagram account for OKC Pop Culture Con launched, they followed us, I followed them back, and then I was like, just really vibing with this account. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know what's happening. Like, this is a girl who's like really close to my age because she's sharing all the things that I know. And I'm really like, I know exactly what's going on with this. And so we messaged the account. I was like, she's going to be so cool. She's going to be my best friend. So excited to have her on the show. We even waited. Like, we talked and we're like, we're going to ask them to be on the show, but we're going to wait until it's a little bit closer. Show some restraint, Kayla. Like, don't be a creeper. And then we messaged and they were like, oh yeah, but you might want to reach out to Rod, the founder. And I was like, yes, we will do that. And so we're so happy to have you here.
Well, here we are.
I appreciate it. You probably would have had more fun with Sabrina, who is actually running that account. It's my sister-in-law. So thank you for doing that, Sabrina.
Yes, thank you, Sabrina. And thank you for finding us and following us. Yes. I mean, it got you here, and so I'm really excited.
Yeah. So likewise. Tell us more about yourself and your background.
So the Pop Culture Con came about. I own a haunted attraction here in Oklahoma City. It's called Nightfall Haunted Territory. Last summer, we decided to promote our haunted attraction, so we did a horror convention, and it was really successful. We had a large turnout, and so I said, Oklahoma City needs cool things like this, so let's do a pop culture convention as well, just not the horror genre, and so that's where we're at with this right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're going to have to circle back to that off mic because I have to know everything. I love haunted shit. I love spooky shit. I'm very into this.
Well, July 11th and 12th. I'm going to plug it real quick.
Okay.
It's coming again.
Okay.
So
it's coming back.
It's not too far away.
Badass. All right. That's perfect. I've already, like, the holidays are over. I've already switched back to horror movies.
Yes.
Like, I usually like to still let January lay, and then February hits, and I'm like, okay, we're back to spooky season year round.
But this nice. Event is just in a couple weeks. So it's March 21st and 22nd.
Yes.
And it's at the Sheridan Midwest City Reads Conference Center.
Yes.
How'd you end up getting that location?
Well, we wanted, obviously it's called Oklahoma City Pop Culture Con and the event is in Midwest City. We're searching for an Oklahoma City location, permanent location downtown, in which what they're building right now. But I met with the organizer there, and she was outstanding. The setup is outstanding. Everything was great. It's connected to the hotel, so
center.
The celebrities really enjoy just walking back to their rooms from the conference center and stuff like that. So it's really cool. Really cool.
Awesome. So tell us about some of the experiences people can have when they go to this.
So we are highlighting 80s, 90s, 2000s pop culture. We are bringing guests from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s from movies, TV shows, musicians, athletes. We're going to have cosplay contests, old school gaming tournaments like NBA Jam, Mortal Kombat.
Are those going to be on, what system are they going to be on?
They have all the different systems there. Okay. So we have a guy from Tulsa, Vintage Toy Mall, who's bringing all the arcade games and stuff. So
cool.
Pretty cool. Thank you, Russell.
Shout out. I appreciate it. That's awesome. What kind of vendors can people expect at this event?
We have so many great vendors. I can't even get it. Artists, I mean, so many nostalgic items that are going to be there. God, there's so many. It's going to be a great place to shop. I'm going to tell you that. So
bring
we
your
really
money.
Handpicked our vendors, and we want to have cool things there. So it's not going to be like, with all due respect, Herbalife vendors and stuff like that.
Yeah, see at these we appreciate shows, that. So. We're definitively really anti MLM on nice, here, so that's nice. Fine. There's no offense to be given there.
Awesome.
Well, and I know you can buy just the regular tickets, which are right now they're $10 for the Sunday one, $15 for Saturday, or you can buy a combo for both days.
Yes.
Or you can even buy like the VIP experiences or add on photographs and autographs, right?
Yes. So we have a pre-sale ticket right now, $10 for Sunday, $15 for Saturday, $20 weekend pass, and the VIP pass is $60. It comes with a t-shirt, event t-shirt, a swag bag, front of the line access to the celebrities, priority seating in the panels, VIP party entrance. It's a really good deal. If you look it up and you just do everything individually, you can tell. What else am I missing here with that? Yeah, that's, and then of course, for the photo ops and autographs are online at okcpopcon.com. Those are separate, but they're really affordable compared to other prices around the nation. And
yeah, and just, I saw you guys are doing like a Harry Potter specific package.
Yes.
So Prisoner of Azkaban, and you're going to have the fellow Slytherins, Crabbe and Goyle, yes. on who are Malfoy's henchmen, if you will.
So I know nothing about Harry Potter except that I am also a Slytherin. So Anna and I are both in the same house, and that's all I know.
So you're coming to the Wednesday night. So Wednesday night before the convention, we have a movie screening at Cinemark. Tinseltown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What is that? March 18th is a Wednesday night at 7:30. It'll be a movie screening and Q&A session with Josh Herdman and Jamie Waylett. And afterwards, they're going to be signing pictures and taking autographs and stuff like that before the show. For those who can't make it to the show, you can come out and meet them there that night if you want. So, which, since you haven't seen the movies, you're going to have to come and
watch a movie.
They're a mainstay in... I think they're in all of the movies.
They're in all of them except the last two. Or Jamie Waylett's not in the last two.
Okay, so gotcha.
Yeah, pretty much all of them. So I picked Prisoner of Azkaban because it's one of the shorter films to show. So it's 2.5 hours, but it was that's how we.
That's
had
the
to
shortest
do.
One.
Sure. So and Wednesday night, March 18th, it's spring break, so everyone should be out of school if you're in school. So. That's why it's scheduled on Wednesday night. I know it didn't make sense initially, but that's
it
why.
It does now. I like it. Okay, so what kind of sets this apart from other kind of conventions and things? Like, of course, part of why we wanted to reach out and have you on the show is because you are local to here. You're producing it here. It's kind of your idea. It's not some big traveling thing that's going all around, although how cool would that be someday? I don't know if you have dreams of that, but have you seen other conventions like this happen across the U.S., or was this fully just like, hey, this is an idea I have. Let's build it up from the ground.
I've met a lot of agents through the HorrorCon process, and they reached out to me and said, hey, I have such and such and such and such. I was like, I don't have
a thing
pop culture
that.
Con or a Comic Con. Like, it doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. you know, for Alicia Silverstone to be at a horror convention. But
I mean, to you, maybe. I could draw.
For sure, but.
I could definitely connect those 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon for myself to make that make sense. But.
So I decided to throw a pop culture con. People loved meeting celebrities, and there's not many shows in Oklahoma City that I don't know any shows that actually bring celebrities where you can go meet them and take pictures and autographs and stuff like that. We have local comic conventions, but they're comic cons.
Right.
They're like they, it's like a, with all due respect, whoever's listening, it's like a flea market for comic books sales and whatnot.
Yeah, so it's a lot more specific to that genre.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted, I didn't want to be like the other ones. I wanted to be completely different. So I wanted to bring the pop culture aspect to it. So we're going to have so many cool events going on. We haven't even announced everything that's going on yet. So
tell us more about some of the ones you can announce.
So we have side events going on as well. So this week, actually, we have Marky Ramon from the band The Ramones, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He's going to be at the Rodeo Cinema 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. We're going to do a Q&A session and movie screening of Rock and Roll High School. If you guys know that, maybe your parents do. Let them know.
Okay.
I know the song.
And after that, he's going to be signing pictures and autographs. And then leading into the week of the show, we have, like we mentioned earlier, the Harry Potter screening. We're going to have, we have a Harry Potter Hogwarts party, pre-con party, Friday night at the venue.
Fun.
Saturday, we have our cosplay contest. We have late night cosplay panels and dating game that our friend Sarah has put together. We have a VIP party Saturday night. I know I'm going to forget something. I'm just going through my head thinking
that there's several really cool events things going on. So. I love that. I love the unique parties and whatnot that's going on. I know that's the last time Wizard World was in town. We had them on the show and we came out to that. But this really feels more like a local experience overall, not just something you're showing up to and walking around at.
Sure.
There's a lot more to it.
Sure. So, and I don't know what Wizard World came through a couple of years ago, and they're not like a staple here. They travel through.
They travel, right, yeah, and they switch between Oklahoma City and Tulsa. And
we want to stay here. We want to be the show in Oklahoma City.
That's awesome. What we're gonna do. So, again, it'll be March 21st and 22nd are the main days of the event.
Yes, main days.
And you can find out more and buy tickets at okcpopcon.com. Yes. Did you want to plug any of your other upcoming stuff after this event?
After this, on July 11th and 12th, we're going to have our second horror convention here in Oklahoma City. It's going to be a lot larger than last year. We have several celebrities. They call me every single day wanting to be in this show because of the success the celebrities had
last
prior year. And
where will that one be?
Same location.
Okay.
So that's what we have set up for right now. So that's going to be a really fun show.
Awesome.
A really fun show. So if you're interested, please go to Nightfall Haunted Territory on Facebook and Instagram. And also HorrorConOKC.com if you want to get some more information about that.
All right. And then the OKC Pop Culture Con, what are those social media handles?
OKC Pop Con.
OKC
on
Pop Con.
Facebook.
Okay.
And Oklahoma City Pop Culture Con on
Instagram.
Instagram.
That sounds close enough. We'll be tagging everything.
Something like that.
In all of our posts. So I'm sure I will get it right so people can just follow our tags to be sure to be following along with you guys. I just wanted to double check. So I know you did name drop a couple of the celebrities that are going to be there, but was there anyone else that you wanted to mention?
Sure, absolutely. We have Karen Parsons. She was Hilary Banks from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Screech from Saved by the Bell, Dustin
Love
Diamond.
It.
We have the WWF wrestler legend and Native American Tatanka. Keith Coogan from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I almost messed that up. Lilo Brancano Jr., he was in Sopranos. He was the star of A Bronx Tale alongside, oh my gosh, Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
are you
yeah.
The great Robert De Niro. I forgot that. Who am I missing here?
I'm sure you
one, the other one that coming. I noticed from Danny Tamborelli.
Danny Tamborelli.
Nickelodeon fame.
Yes,
Danny Tamborelli. Danny yeah. Cooksey. Home, he's from here in Oklahoma City. Danny Cooksey. Who am I forgetting? If they're listening, I'm going to feel bad if I forget anybody. Alan Fernandez from Star Wars. Now I'm going to go through the whole entire list, make sure.
Alphabetically, let's that, make sure.
We have two children
yeah,
star coming.
Mostly
Juliana,
all of them, I think.
Liliana.
Oh, there's a Power Ranger coming.
Steve Cardenas. Steve, I'm sorry.
There we go.
He's a buddy of mine.
Like, oh,
sorry,
he's a red
Steve.
Power Ranger.
Here we go. Save the best for last. There you go, Steve.
I love that. Well, that one means a lot to me because growing up, and if people listen to our Halloween episode, they'll know that I always wanted to be the red Power Ranger. But the
Halloween episode.
Yeah, we didn't
Why
know you
was
yet.
Wasn't Nightfall on a territory
we didn't
on?
Know you yet. We had Irioki on.
Really?
Yes, a local podcast.
Nice.
A fan of all things spooky, and so I'll make sure that you get connected with her.
Speaking of Irioki, at the HorrorCon we have Scaryoki. So
oh my gosh, which is
that sounds fun.
Scary karaoke. I love it. Oh my god, that's amazing. But I told the story of how I always wanted to be the red Power Ranger, but in the 90s, we were still super sexist, and so I had to be the pink one because she was the girl.
Yeah.
Well, you can meet him.
Yeah, and be like, you were my, your color Power Ranger. I don't know if it was you, because no offense, there are a lot of Power Rangers, but
true.
You were my hero growing up, and I was told that I couldn't be you because you're a boy.
Well, and
nice.
The world's a much better place now in 2020. I feel like I could be the red Power Ranger now if I wanted to.
Agreed.
And you are still taking volunteers, right?
Yes.
What kind of things would volunteers be helping with?
We have celebrity handlers, we have runners, we have green room assistants, hospitality room assistants, standing there doing absolutely nothing
assistants.
I mean, we have, the more the merrier. We had a, with the horror convention, I learned the hard way. We had 40 people sign up. It's like, that's plenty.
Like 20 showed up?
Like 8 showed
up. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that was... The more, the merrier.
Yeah. I mean, and you can sign up for that on their website as well, okcpopcon.com.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anyone else that you wanted to give a thank you to? That's any sponsors, anybody that's helped make this possible that we haven't brought up yet?
You are too kind. I would like to thank you for letting me have this opportunity.
Oh, of Vintage course. Toy this Mall. Is not our first interview.
Vintage Toy Mall, Vintage Stock, Ziggy's. And who am I forgetting? Nightfall Haunted Territory. Of course. So
this wouldn't even exist without that.
And you too.
Oh,
thank you, Rod. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Awesome. It was awesome. So good having you on today.
Thanks for breaking me in the new studio here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for being our guinea pig.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, in our happenings this week, we did see that Native Roots
Market,
Native Roots Market, that is located in the bottom of the Level Apartments, has closed.
Which I did really like the stuff they had there.
I did too.
But I only ever went, you know, if it was convenient.
Right. But they were open for 8 years. They were the only, I mean, that's the middle of a food desert, essentially. They were kind of the only supermarket in that area.
Yeah.
So that's,
I hope they do something else great with that space.
I do too.
Because, yeah, I mean, I really liked their little deli counter, and but it's already for sure closed. Yep. So I had some, like, this punch card thing that I could get, like, some free stuff from them that I never used all of it.
Come on, Anna. You got to seize the day better with things like that. But, all right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening in. We do have a mini-sode coming out this week, so stay tuned on Monday. We're going to be back talking with Jeremiah from Oklahoma Contemporary. All of the exciting things they have going on with their new building opening and opening event. And honestly, like, I'm so excited for them. This one's been a long time coming.
Absolutely. Make sure you're following us on social media at Localites OKC on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @gmailin.com. And we'll talk with you Monday. Bye.